is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Most embarrassing thing you did publicly as a teenager. As a teenager is important. Because sometimes as a teenager you think, this is going to be super cool. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't go that way. You're figuring out your limits. Daniel Radcliffe says some of the acting in Harry Potter makes him cringe these days. And, you know, to be fair, he was like 11.
Yeah, he was a kid.
But he goes back, and when he does have to watch, he said, I'm intensely embarrassed by some of my acting. Oof. But yeah, it's like asking, how do you feel about your teenagers? There's so much in there that's just almost impossible to single out as one feeling. And, you know, I mean, he was learning how to act.
Yeah.
He was a kid.
Yeah.
And he was learning how to act in front of millions and millions of people. The Harry Potter films are not necessarily they're not the most well-acted
films.
No.
What?
The
adults are good. And yeah. Exactly. There's that part that's magical, right? So it kind of prompted us to want to ask you, and we'll give you our stories. What was the most embarrassing thing you ever did publicly as a teenager? And I'm going to start us off here. I was in a band. And I really liked somebody.
Yeah.
Her name was Lee. Really liked her.
Cool.
This is just painful memories for me.
What happened?
And I wrote a song for her. And right before the song, I dedicated it to her in front of all of our friends at the church basement we were playing in Scarborough. Song was bad.
Yeah.
She didn't really pay attention. And after said, let's just be friends.
Oh, no. Oh, buddy. What's Lee up to
rough.
Now? Let's get her on.
She's married with a kid. I think.
She's doing okay.
Not yours.
She's doing great.
You're divorced with a kid. Same, right?
Yeah, right. It's going great. Who's taking it next?
I'll go because I know Jax is going to have the darkest story.
Yeah. No, that's not true.
So I actually had a really hard time trying to pinpoint one exact moment. And I honestly think it's because I bury a lot of my really embarrassing moments. And I'm working through that in therapy. Yeah. But the one that sticks out to me in my head was it was grade 9 and I was trying out for our high school hockey team. And our high school didn't have a lot of sports teams.
Yeah.
So they took hockey pretty seriously. And somehow I made it into one of the final cuts for the team, which meant I got to play in a game. And during the game, I got a breakaway. Like, I was alone. And I tripped over my own feet and I fell. And this is at our school.
Oh, no.
Everybody in the stands started, like, in my head, everybody started laughing. And I had to do the long skate back to the bench. I had my head down. And I think about that every day.
Every day?
Every day.
That's where the coach needs to come over to you and say, listen, it's okay.
No, I got cut.
No!
Yeah,
yeah. Jake!
That coach sucks. Jax, what about you?
Well.
Here we go.
I had a dark childhood. No. I spent some time at the dugouts, okay, in high school. The dugouts at the baseball diamond was where the kids were smoking ganja.
No way.
Yep. So I.
How did you guys not get busted for smoking on school property?
Well, I mean, we did, but that's another story. So I went to the dugouts one day and smoked a joint in high school. And then I came.
It's illegal.
I know. And then I came inside and didn't have my wits about me. And I fell down a full flight of stairs, and I was holding, like, I was holding onto the railing, and I just, like, went down, and, like, you know when you're falling and you just don't stop, like, it just keeps going, and I rolled, and I was a bigger girl in high school, and, like, my whole body was exposed, like, my shirt came up, and so I was just, like, at the bottom, like, stoned, and... an ambulance came because they thought I broke my leg. Yeah, well, school policy, they have to call an ambulance. Yeah.
There's a high student falling down the stairs. That's probably it. That makes sense. Also, something you should know about Jax really quick is, like, you don't fall gracefully.
No, you're very much
a flailer, and you're very much a yeller. A
lot of limbs.
Yeah, a lot of belly happening.
We've got a couple texts here at 999999. This one you're going to hate. You're going to hate this story. Are you ready? This is from Orange.
No.
When I was 14... in my grade 9 year in high school, we had this event called West Fest. I don't know where that school is. And that was our entire school that went to it. And I went up in front of the entire school and said, want to hear a joke? And you're going to hate this joke, by the way. You're going to hate this joke.
You're looking at me. Why am I going to
hate
this
joke? You want to hear a joke? And she said, women's rights. She's like, I'm 26. I cringe that I ever said it. And the worst part is, I am a woman!
Yes.
She was working through some things.
Yeah,
you know?
I didn't realize that the embarrassing part would come after walking up to a microphone and saying, want to hear a joke?
Oh. Yeah.
Because in my experience, no good joke has ever started with, hey, want to hear a good one?
So hit us up with yours, 999-999 or 416-872-9999. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Okay, most embarrassing moment in high school, happened publicly. What happened to you? 999-999, TJ.
Okay, from the 647. My name is Aaron, and I went to high school in Hamilton. In grade 9 science class, we were playing a game where we were in groups and had to run to the front of the classroom to give our teacher an answer to the trivia question.
Okay.
While I'm running to the front, I slip on a grape on the ground, fall, hit my head off the desk, and completely knocked myself out.
Oh, what a grape.
Slippery grape.
Have you ever slipped on a grape?
Yes, I have. Yeah, I used to work at a little restaurant like in the back kitchen, and they're very, very slippery, even on mats.
No kidding.
Something happened? You want to talk about
it? I slipped, but I didn't bang my head on the desk and pass out.
No, she just got fired for smoking weed in the back.
Hey!
That old chestnut.
That's actually true.
Hey!
From the 416, I was 18 when I moved to Toronto. I had my whole trip planned using the subway to get to my aunt's place. I fell down the subway stairs at Queen Street Station, complete with the dramatic display of my luggage flying open and all my clothes littering the bottom of the stairs.
Oh, which are, by the way, the bottom of the stairs at any subway stop is the grossest.
You have to burn those clothes now.
Yeah,
that's
you do.
What you have to
you
do.
Never wash that out.
Another one from the 289. When I was in high school, my grandfather passed away, which really allowed me to cry on demand. I used it as a sleepover trick one time.
Oh.
Told everyone I could make myself cry immediately. They thought it was sad, not impressive. LMAO, kill me. I think about this way too often.
They're like, cool.
But yeah. Nice, Sherry.
Yeah.
Last one from the 905. Grade 9, first school dance. A boy asked me the slow dance, and I thought it went well until the song ended, and I realized my long hair had been stuck in his mouth the whole time.
Why didn't he say something?
Because when you're in grade 9 and you're a boy, you're just like, I don't care. You could lose a toe during that dance and you're finished.
Yeah, you're like,
really?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Fair.
Yeah. Oh, a girl is touching me.
Yeah.
Literally, she's talking to me. Yeah. She's looking at me. Yeah. This is crazy. I don't care. Poor guy. I do feel bad for him and her with
tasty
the wet hair,
though.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Hey, we have some good news. A bit of an update on the story from yesterday about Debbie Adegoke, a student at Mohawk College who had to set up a GoFundMe page to help pay her tuition after her family back in Nigeria were hit hard by the pandemic. She, of course, couldn't work because full-time students, going on in the world, it's hard to make some money. And if she didn't raise a certain amount of money by March 31st, she'd have to graduate next year, which, of course, being an international student is very complicated. Well, good news. She officially hit her goal of $11,350.
Fantastic.
Thanks to your help. So that means she will be graduating this year, which is fantastic news. So shout out to her and congratulations. Hey, don't get used to the low, and I say that in air quotes, rent prices in Toronto. They are going to be going back up. This according to a new report released from rentals.ca. Although they continue, the numbers will continue to fall for the first few months of the year. They're estimating that by the end of 2021, rent in Toronto will rise by 4%.
Okay.
They're saying it'll happen around the time that vaccinations really start to ramp up, so within the next couple months. They also said that the Toronto Census metropolitan area currently has the high share of adults living with their parents when compared to any metro area in Canada.
Wow.
Which means the city has a sizable pool of potential future renters.
Yes.
So with increased demand, we'll become
And there's that tax
price.
Coming in too with the vacant apartments tax or whatever.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a lot of them on sale as well. So if you're looking to buy, if this is the first time home buyer thing, I know it's hard for a lot of people, but if you are, condo's a good bet right now.
Absolutely. Hey, if you want to have an influencer for a baby, here are the baby names you should consider. So a new study figured out what names the most are most common for influencers based on a study of 500 people on Instagram with an average of 1.1 million followers. So here are the names. For girls, Hannah, Chloe, Sophie, Sarah, and Rebecca. Huh. And the five most common names of male influencers are Jamie, Jack, Eric, James, and Wayne.
Wayne?
I like Wayne.
Wayne was a surprise.
I'd party with a Wayne.
Would you?
I would. If we could party.
Party on, Wayne.
Thanks, Jax.
Except not for a little while.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe two more weeks.
Shh.
That's what's trending up, TJ.
Thank you, TJ.
Ghosted is powered by Ghost Kitchens.
Order from over 20 food brands and get everything in one delivery, like Quiznos and Cinnabon.
Visit Uber Eats, skip the dishes, and DoorDash for a Ghost Kitchen location near you. Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am, definitely.
Paula is very excited about a guy named Brian, who unfortunately she hasn't heard from.
Oof.
But she's still excited about this guy, which is why you're on the phone with us right now, right, Paula?
Yeah. So I recently met Brian a few weeks ago on POF, on Plenty of Fish. It's an app, a dating app. Mm-hmm. And like everyone, you know, who's new on technology, I've been just through the pandemic, just kind of winging it. So we finally have, you know, connected, and I was really proud of myself because Brian and I, we actually had our first date, and, let me rephrase that. We had our first Facebook date.
Okay.
Okay. How does that work?
So, well, it's like a FaceTime.
Messenger video. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. All right.
Cool. So we did a video chat, and it was actually really nice, and we connected very well. I mean, I would never normally do something like that, but again, I liked him a lot, and I should mention I'm a little older, so that's probably why I chose Facebook.
That's okay.
I think the kids are doing Zoom nowadays, and we talked for over an hour, I mean, about life, about who we are. It was really, really nice.
So you have a theory, though, on why he maybe hasn't gotten back to you?
Well, I thought maybe he just got really busy because he's an accountant and it's tax season, and perhaps that was a reason, and, you know, I know work is very, you know, very busy for him, but nothing, no hello, nothing. I don't know what happened, so he just stopped texting me.
Okay, so...
Maybe I said something wrong that he didn't like, I don't know, but I would love to know what happened.
Maybe you were like, taxes are lame, Brian, and he took offense to it.
Yeah, you're like, I haven't paid my taxes in 9 years.
Don't do that.
Don't be that person.
Anyway, join me on Facebook.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. Paula, we're going to put you, we're going to play a song. We're going to call him with you listening on the phone, and then we're going to find out what happened, all right?
Okay, thanks, guys.
Ghosted is powered by Ghost Kitchens.
Order from over 20 food brands and get everything in one delivery, like Quiznos and Cinnabon.
Visit Uber Eats, skip the dishes, and DoorDash for a Ghost Kitchen location near you. Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am, definitely.
So Paula, I think you're going to really like. Paula... is you know, met a guy named Brian on Plenty of Fish. They did a little Facebook, Messenger FaceTime, whatever
chat.
They call it.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was really good, right, Paula? You guys
had
a great talk, and he's an accountant, and really good vibes there, right?
Yep.
Paula, what happened after that was you heard nothing. We need to find out why Brian never got back to her. And your theory is that it's tax season, and maybe he's just too busy. Before I make this call, are you sure that you want to call him? Because, as we found out on the show several times, the answers can be brutal.
I know, but I kind of want to know, because I really did like him. Maybe, again, did I do something wrong, or...
Sweet Paula.
Oh, Paula, don't break my heart like this. All right. So you're good to go make the call?
Yeah, let's do it.
Then let's do the call.
Hello?
Hi there, looking for Brian.
Yeah, who is this?
Hey, it's Adam Wild, TJ and Jax from 99.9 Virgin Radio. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I'm not really interested if this is like, I don't know what this, if this is like a subscription thing, but if you guys just, I'm not really interested.
I can understand why he's asking that. There's a lot of that going around. No, it's, listen, Brian, we're actually from, it's the radio station, 99.9 Virgin Radio. We're calling you for a little information about Paula. We understand that you guys had a cool like video chat. And that you have not responded to any of her messages since, which we consider a ghosting, and we're just wondering why.
Oh, so you guys are calling for about Paula?
Sweet Paula. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. What's going on? What's in it? What's in it for me?
Okay.
There might be something in it for you after this if you can answer the question, and it would be just yeah. That I think that's what it, there's something if. If this goes the way we think it could go, then there could be something in it for you.
What
but, you
happened?
Know, rough start.
Okay. Okay. I don't know what you guys have heard, but I'm really into Paula. Just from that conversation, she's got a great energy to her that I'm just attracted to. You know, just flat out. So our first date, it's just, okay, so our first date was during a Raptors game a couple of weeks ago. And I'm not like a huge, like, oh, Raptors are more important than dating. But I've been single for a long time. And I've gotten used to having, like, my time. You know what I mean? Just my time, my time. Not really sharing it. And it took me, like, a week to discuss with my friends and to see if I'm, like, even willing to give a Friday night basketball or even Saturday night league game for someone like Paula.
Yeah.
And something gets Paula. It's just, like, I like my me time on my couch. On the couch with my dog. And, like, dating is a change of lifestyle,
yeah.
for sure.
Yeah.
And I'm just, you know, it's just something I'm aware of.
I like that honesty. I appreciate it.
You can respect your independence, but you don't have to go someone.
Yeah, so I guess you're just kind of deciding right now whether to get back to her.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just, I don't know. It's just something I'm just kind of nervous. Like I've been, like I said, I've been single for 2 years.
Yeah.
And it can take me a while to adjust.
Are you the kind of guy that when the team plays, you're like, yeah, we played great last night? Like you use a we to describe your fandom?
I take credit for the team.
All right. Okay, so here's the deal, Brian. Then let me offer this, okay? If we were to reconnect you and Paula and you guys were to have a second date, and obviously we're still under lockdown here, so, I mean, it could be, you know, a video chat with you guys both ordering something to your house. We'll pay for it. Do you want to do that? Are you interested in that?
Yeah, I mean, I really regret ghosting her, and if I could get a chance on a second date, that would be great.
All right, well, hey, Paula, what do you think?
Jeez. Oh, my God. Like, honestly, my heart, like, sunk a little because I was scared what he was going to say. I mean, hi, Brian.
Hey.
Hey. I don't know why you didn't call me or text me. I mean, now that I know, it's just because you were busy with the game, I guess, and your private life. I get it, but I wish you would have messaged me at least because I was kind of like, wow, you know? But, I mean, if you still want to hang out or whatever, you know, I'd love it.
Yeah, this is embarrassing. I'm so embarrassed. I'm so sorry. I'm going back to you soon, Paula.
Hey, so is this a yes on the date, guys?
This is a heck yeah.
Yeah. That's what we like to hear.
Yes. That's wonderful, guys.
But Brian, don't ever do that to me again.
Yeah, really? No, that's fair. That's fair.
See Paula.
Ghosted is powered by Ghost Kitchens.
Order from over 20 food brands and get everything in one delivery, like Quiznos and Cinnabon.
Visit Uber Eats, skip the dishes, and DoorDash for a Ghost Kitchen location near you. Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am, definitely.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. So we had Paula, we had Brian, he ghosted her because he's like, listen, I really like my sports time. And you know what? Jackson and I did a conversation last year during the summer. TJ, you were on vacation, and I was going to go on a date, and the Leaf game was on. Mm-hmm. It was a Friday night, and it actually turned out to be one of the best comebacks the Leafs ever had in history. But before that, like that morning, I was like, do I postpone this date? Because it's a huge Leaf game. It was versus Columbus.
Yeah.
The play-in round was a big deal. And the overwhelming sentiment was no, just watch it over her shoulder at the bar.
That's worse.
And well, it turned out that it worked out for, like, it was a great date.
Yeah.
So it turned out to be okay, but it was one of those things that I get that. I understand that you're single for a long time, you get into a routine, and then it's sort of like, do I really want someone messing with this space? So what are the text reactions to Brian and Paula?
From the 647, I love him. My man knows not to bug me when the Raptors are playing. We all need our Raptors time. # we the North. Some people weren't huge fans of Brian.
As really?
He started the phone call with, what's in it for me?
Yep. That wasn't a
which
hot
isn't a
start.
Hot start.
No.
So they said he sounds like a bit of a jerk. They didn't use that word, though. Okay. And then the last one here from the 905. Paula seems so sweet. Brian, don't F this up again.
Okay. Yeah, she does seem pretty great.
Yeah,
now, if you want to watch this again and overanalyze it like we do, Virgin Radio Toronto, we have the whole video posted, and every ghosted you can catch on our Virgin Radio Toronto Instagram page, or we also have the full Virgin Mornings podcast video edition. So you can see it all on YouTube, 99.9virginradio.ca.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
All right, I'm going to just go on the record and say Jax and TJ have no interest in this. But
no.
I want to ask you
something. That's cool.
I've been seeing this thing around Toronto, and I'm wondering if you see it too. And I'm wondering if it's all over. And I'm wondering if it means something.
It's not that we don't have any interest. I just feel like it makes you very 71 years old.
You're
like,
no, I gotta figure this out. I would like to know.
I think nosy neighbor.
A very reasonable explanation for this, and you're digging.
Okay,
and
I love it. I'm not digging. It's just okay. So I don't know if you've seen this or not, but there are these like LED light up hearts in people's windows, all over the city. I see there's several on my street. I see them all. They're in condos. They're in houses. They're all over the place. They're in the fronts of businesses. And it's and I've been seeing, especially in the second lockdown, more and more and more and more of them. And they're about, I don't know, half a meter high or something like that. They're not that big, but they are like pretty. You can see them in like pink and green and whatever.
Yeah, all the colors.
I feel like I'm TJ talking about space.
Yeah.
Hey, and
don't throw barbs.
So what I wanted to know is what they represent, because I don't think they're just a decoration. It's not like your mom's live, laugh, love poster.
Well, they might be, though.
I don't think so.
I think it's a sign for like frontline workers or something.
Is that what it is?
I think it's some sort of a unifying sign to have in your window. Yeah.
I want to know.
Yeah.
What it is and where why everybody's getting them, because everybody is getting them. They're everywhere.
Because they're $15 on Amazon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just found one on Amazon for $15. So I think, Jack's getting a text. I think it's because people just like them on Amazon.
Guys, it can't just be because people like them.
I think
they're clearly displayed in people's windows. They must mean something.
That means they got them on Amazon.
Okay.
No, I think that is a sign for something. I think you're right.
416.
You might be on to something.
872-9999. 999 to text. I just was curious as to what they meant and if you have one. Okay.
Text from the 519. February is heart month. Yeah, Adam.
No, it's not. That's been going on since like November. I do appreciate the text. It's not heart and stroke related, I don't think. Hit us out. If you have one, I want to know what it's all about.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I am being made fun of.
No.
For asking about
what
these LED light up hearts in everybody's front windows are. I'm seeing them in condos. I'm seeing them in houses. They're everywhere. And I am just wondering. But TJ and Jax said I sound like a 71-year-old because I want to know what's going on with these
just
hearts.
Just so curious,
and what they mean.
Like a nosy
neighbor.
Well,
because they're, it's not like, and like I said this before, it's not like, you know, you go into someone's house and it's like, hey, there's no rules at the cottage, or like live, laugh, love or something. You know what I mean? This is not a HomeSense gift. There's a reason for this. Has to be. It's just randomly in everybody's window.
Okay.
So, TJ, do we have some answers in the text?
There's two definitive answers as to what this heart light is.
Okay.
The first one is like essentially a representation of frontline workers, us being all in this together. Somebody said from the 416, the hearts are from Moss LED.
Yes.
The healthcare hero heart, $5 from every purchase goes to the Michael Garron Hospital Foundation.
Amazing.
Oh, that's
really
wonderful,
cool.
Yeah.
I went to the Michael Garron Hospital for
They're
surgery.
They're so cute.
In the fall.
I'm looking at them right now.
The second explanation is from the 905. They were selling them at Walmart. There really is no meaning.
Okay, no.
I'm going to assume that there is a meaning. So it's a healthcare thing.
For Michael Garron, that's great.
Walmart's just selling them.
Yeah.
Walmart, too.
They're also on Amazon and everywhere. So, like, I'm assuming people like them.
Okay. So if the $5 goes to the Michael Garron Hospital, then I think I might get one.
Yeah.
See? This was worthwhile to bring it up.
I know, buddy.
This is what we're doing, investigative journalism over here.
Guys,
what's
I
in that window?
I just wanted to know about something nice that's happening in our neighborhood.
Yeah, earning the public trust, man. I love it.
Wow.
Let's talk about space.
Can you believe the hate my friends are giving me right now?
No.
Can you believe this?
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Guys, we have to give a big shout out to Mark. He's a high school student who's been cleaning up garbage underwater in the Humber Bay.
What?
He's in grade 11, has lived in Toronto his entire life, received his diving certification with his dad when he was just 10. And not only has he been cleaning up the underwater litter, but he's also been creating videos underwater to showcase that dumping is happening and it needs to stop, and showing that like certain seasons are a little bit bad. And I guess because there's not a big diving community within Toronto, and because the water's so cold, there's not a big diving community that have the type of equipment that they can dive into the lakes and into the waters when it is so cold. So he doesn't have a lot of help to do this.
Right.
So shout out to him. He's in grade 11 and he's trying to clean up the city.
Like, what a use of pandemic time. I'm over here crying in my bed.
Yeah.
And he's like cleaning up trash underwater.
I'm going to dive when the bay's frozen over.
What?
It's crazy.
Oh, that's super cool. Hey, did you know that the main thing that drives us to be good friends is nothing but pure jealousy? This is according to a new study at Oklahoma State University, saying the main thing that drives us to be a good friend to someone is jealousy that they might like their other friends more than us if we don't step it up. The researchers found we're even more jealous of a person's other friends than their new significant other, quote, which means that makes us most jealous. What makes us most jealous is the possibility that we might be replaced.
That's incredibly unhealthy.
So just to think like that.
I mean, it does mean that you're the most jealous person in the room, Jax.
Why? Oh.
Because you're the best friend.
Oh.
Yeah,
so
sure.
Yeah, you cookies.
You're an extremely jealous human
being.
Wow.
Worst, yeah.
How dare
Jaded
you?
Jaded and jealous.
That's
I also,
me.
I also think that study seems a bit flawed.
No, I think it's perfect.
Where'd you find that?
Yeah, the internet.
All right. Yeah.
I think it's from like study.org.
Okay.
Hey, if you can't remember someone's name, this new website could help you out. Flowingdata.com has a tool to help you guess someone's name. All you need to know is the first letter of their name and the decade they were born in. When you enter those two things, it spits out the 20 most common names for people born that decade, and it also tells you how likely each one is. So, for example, if you're a man born in the 80s and your name starts with a B, there's about a 50% chance that your name is Brian, Brandon, or Ben.
Oh.
A lot of Bens. A lot of 80s Bens.
Wow. Yeah. Which could still make it embarrassing if you still guess incorrectly, but at least you're a little bit closer, and that helps. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ.
Virgin Mornings.
With what's trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Don't get used to air quotes low rent prices in Toronto. They are going to be going back up. According to a new report released from rentals.ca, although rent prices will likely continue to fall for the first little bit, once the vaccinations start to roll out a bit more, near the end of 2021, they're saying rent will rise by 4%. They're also saying that the Toronto Census metropolitan area currently has the highest share of adults living with their parents when compared to any other metro in Canada.
Wow.
Which means the city has a sizable pool of potential renters, which of course is going to create the market and blah, 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 blah.
I have a question. Could you live with your parents now?
My parents are divorced, so that would be a lot of going in between houses.
Which parents would you choose?
I'm kidding. Yeah, no, let's do this.
I don't want to do this. I'm worried
No, okay, so if you had to choose to live with one or the other, it doesn't really matter. Could you actually do it? Because I'm 32, Jax is 32.
Yeah.
TJ, you're 28.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people our age doing it.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. I commend anybody who's doing it. But
you
I
have to
could
have
not.
Cool parents for sure. Some chill parents, yeah.
Now, obviously, some people don't have a choice, but yeah, I think it would be really, really tough because my parents are extremely particular.
Yes.
Yeah. Like both sets, because my parents are divorced too, and I don't think I could live under those rules anymore. I couldn't. No. That's why I moved out when I was 19.
Yeah,
like, I was out of there.
Hey, if you want to have a little influencer running around, here are the baby names you should choose. A new study figured out which names are most common for influencers. Based on a study of 500 people on Instagram with an average of 1.1 million followers. So, you assume, based on those names, here's what the most popular names are. The five most common female influencers are Hannah, Chloe, Sophie, Sarah, and Rebecca.
Mm.
And the five most common male influencer names are Jamie, Jack, Eric, James, and Wayne.
Wayne
was an odd one. Yeah. I actually checked my Instagram. I follow nine Instagram people named Wayne, and they're social media influencers, and they're just selling stuff that Wayne
likes. Is that true?
Nope, it's absolutely not.
Okay.
But Wayne's out there. Shout out to Mark, a high school student who's been cleaning up garbage underwater in the Humber Bay. He's in grade 11. He's been living in Toronto his entire life. Got his certification for diving when he was just 10. He's been cleaning up under the water, but also creating videos to showcase that dumping has become a huge problem. The interesting part is the diving community in Toronto is not that big.
Yeah.
And he was saying that even with how small the community is, even fewer of them have cold water gear.
Oh, yeah.
So
expensive.
He's really just fighting an uphill battle.
Well, and it's funny because, even with cold water gear, you're cold.
Yeah.
Like, it's very, very cold.
And it's spooky down there.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing.
Him.
Diving in lakes is
never,
scary.
I would never go down there.
No,
it's terrifying.
Also, what were you doing with your life when you were in grade 11? This guy's like 16, 17 years old.
And he's
making the world a better place.
He got his diving at 10?
Yeah.
Can imagine.
That's amazing. Good for him.
Right then. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Your dog is self-aware, as in it knows that it exists. And that's a major, weirdly enough, a major cognitive thing that for a long time people thought only people knew this.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
that the idea that you know that you exist, that you can step outside yourself, is sort of a big deal. And they found it in apes, obviously, and now they found it in dogs. And it's kind of neat because it means that when your dog is, you know, especially I find this with people with labs all the time. They're like, oh, he's completely unaware of what's going
on
around
him. Doesn't have a thought behind those eyes.
Yes. Or like, you know, with their body and they knock things up. They absolutely know.
They don't care.
And they've proven it. Yeah, they probably just don't care. Yeah. So they said scientists tested 54 dogs by placing them on a small mat and giving them commands to pick up and give an object to their owner. The objects were either attached to the mat or on the ground underneath the mat in the test conditions. In the first test, the researchers attached a ball to the mat and asked the dog to give the ball to their owner.
Really?
Since the ball was attached to the mat, the dog would be unable to bring the ball to their owner unless they got off the mat first. Many dogs realized the issue, got off the mat, completed the task, showing a sense of being body aware, meaning their own body was in the way of giving the thing. And then the second test, this is what's so cool, researchers attached a ball to the ground underneath the mat and gave commands for the dog to give the ball to their owner. This was to test whether or not the dogs understood the difference between there is an obstacle versus the body is an obstacle. So, first test, the body's the obstacle. Yeah. The second test, there's just an obstacle. The ball was attached to the ground. The dogs left the mat less frequency, which the study suggests show that the dogs do recognize when their body is or is not an obstacle to the command that they've been given. Researchers say dogs showed the first convincing evidence of body awareness through the understanding of the consequence of one's own action in a species where previously no higher order self-representation was found.
We doubt dogs, man. They are smart.
They are.
They're very, very, very intelligent.
The study has proven that some dogs have more self-awareness than most people do.
Yeah.
It sounds like, based on this study, maybe some people should have to take this, because if you're walking down the middle of the sidewalk staring at your phone and don't recognize there are people behind you, maybe dogs are better.
Not wrong.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So this is one of those times where TJ's like, guys, we have to talk about this. And Jax and I are like, all right, do we?
Do we?
And
we really?
It has to do with space and Mars, as normally happens.
It's very important information.
So what are you excited about, TJ? What's the thing?
Okay, so as we know, last week, Perseverance rover landed on Mars, which is the rover that they sent to Mars to try and discover microbial life and basically try and discover life on another planet, which, yes, Jax, is indeed incredibly neat and important.
So neat.
Something else that's super cool that happened is they collected audio on Mars. And for the first time in history, we have the sounds of a Martian breeze. And the rover collected the noise, and they put out two versions. There's the, including the rover, the noise from the rover, and then the version that we're about to play you, where they cut out the sound of the rover. So what you're about to hear, you're about to be one of the first people on Earth to hear a Martian breeze.
Is there air on Mars?
You guys are missing the breeze.
Is this it?
Yeah. Isn't that awesome?
But is there air on Mars?
I don't know. There's a breeze.
Is there air on Mars? You don't know this?
I'm not the space expert.
Well, how could there be a breeze?
I go to NASA school. I just like space.
I'm Googling it. Like, I believe there air on Mars.
Like, we can't figure out how I can get to Winners, but we can record audio from Mars.
What's really cool about that, too, is like, it was just like an off-the-shelf recorder. So when you think about it, this thing launched in July or August, traveled through space, and survived a very harsh landing on another planet, and then recorded something really big and historical, and you guys are laughing.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So there
is telling us.
There is not much air on Mars, but there is air.
Look at that.
It's 1,000 times thinner than the air, according to, you know,
and
quick
Perseverance found it.
Okay.
It's already paying for itself.
So here's what we want to do with this.
Usually
when we have a questionable song, we put it through the ringer on Pump It or Dump It.
Yeah. Oh, don't you dare.
Do it.
So we want you to pump or dump this sound. Was it worth listening to Air on Mars? Hit us up, 416-872-9999, 999-999, and text. Quick poll of the room. Jax, do you pump or dump?
I dump it.
Producer Jesse, do you pump or dump?
I think it's pretty cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, when you put it in the context of, like, we threw a thing through space and it landed on Mars, that's pretty cool.
Thank you, Producer Jesse.
I'm going to say dump.
Yeah. Oh,
cool.
But
you guys were the guys who wanted to watch
movies. But 416-872-9999, 999-999 to text. Do you support TJ and pump this? Or do you dump it because it's sounds like wind, man?
Yeah.
Don't you dare. I mean,
this is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
We call it pump it or dump it. And normally it's when a questionable song comes across our email.
Yes.
But this time it's a questionable, well, it's all just
historic moment.
Okay, now please explain this one more time.
Okay,
why
so
is this why is this?
The new Mars rover Perseverance landed last week, and they just released sound from Mars, mm-hmm. which doesn't include the rover sound. So what you're hearing is a Martian breeze, the first time we've ever heard this, which is super cool. You're hearing the breeze of another world. That's unbelievable.
It sounds like our microphones are broken.
Yeah, it's just...
Yeah. You know what? I bring something to the show.
Now,
it's fantastic and interesting, and I'm met with laughter.
And we did a poll of the room. Producer Jesse Pump said, Jax and I dump it because it sounds like how you think a breeze sounds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
On another planet.
Could we not have just assumed this?
Yeah, but like... You can assume a lot of things. You can assume that there's life at the bottom of the ocean, but you're still going to look for it.
I just feel like let's get things figured out here on Earth first.
I don't think I'm down with the space exploration, but show me something interesting.
Yeah. They're trying to.
Okay,
show me an alien.
They're trying to do that too.
What are the texts saying, Jax? Are they on TJ's side?
We got a lot of texts that are on TJ's side. Good. This one, however, is not. Text from the 647, dump it. Absolutely not. okay. Text from the 589, pump it. Let's go, TJ. Pump it right along.
Thank you.
Yeah, a text in 416, pump it because space is cool.
Space is cool.
Yeah, and then one more text here, 647, pump all the way. It's history.
Now, it is history.
Producer Jesse, you have tabulated all the calls and texts, everything that we got for pump it or dump it.
Yes.
Do Virgin Radio listeners pump or dump the Mars rover? Not self, is it the breeze noise?
The sound of the breeze.
This noise.
Space breeze.
Go ahead.
The people said to pump it.
No.
Look at that.
I'm shocked, but yes.
Going right into heavy rotation.
Radio. You just hear this in the background?
Yeah.
It's because you pumped it.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.